Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey, everybody, what's up? And happy new year. Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can check out my website, get some free downloads, some great strategies and tips at theroofershow.com. And if you haven't been to my website in a while, you want to check it out because I put up a new site, and that's where I keep over 140 episodes of The Roofer Show. I've got the show notes, the cut to the chase, tips. It's good stuff. So you want to go check that out. These shows have been downloaded over 150,000 times. So there's some great help for roofing contractors. And I want to talk about all my New Year's resolutions that I made. And I'm going to hit it hard. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to start working out. I've already gone 7 days without a drink. So I'm really excited about the new year and really getting it done this year. Really? New Year's resolutions are a lot of crap. I'm a member of this gym near my home, and it's a really nice place. It's in a hotel, so they've got a great restaurant. They've got a full bar, but I know starting January 1st, I can't even get a goddamn parking spot because it's so jammed. As you probably know, 80% of gym memberships are sold in January. But I can go to the bar. The place is empty because you got guys that are making these resolutions. I'm not going to drink for the month of January. I'm going to have a dry January and all this. So I can get a cocktail, but I cannot get on a machine in the gym. Now, I know that's going to turn around come February 1st, where I'll be able to walk in, it'll be a freaking ghost town and have tumbleweed blowing through there. But you will not be able to get in the bar because everybody's going to go back to the same stuff, the same thing they were doing before. And it's just like business. You make all these lofty goals that this year's going to be different. I'm going to get rid of all that chaos. I'm going to have my crap together. But then you get that call from the angry homeowner. Hey, my new roof that I just put on is goddamn leaking, and it's leaking on the grand piano. Why is it always on the grand piano when you get the leaks in your work? So you are just snapped back into reality, and all those goals that you set are out the window. What about that Tony Robbins seminar that I went to? I just paid $5,000 to do the fire walk. I came back from there. I was fired up, man. That guy is the bomb. And I was ready to come back, make these great changes, turn this business around, make a ton of money like they were talking about, have more free time with my family, all this good stuff. What happened to that? Well, I got one more book on my shelf, one more seminar manual to pick up dust like all the other ones that I've been to, and all talking about making big changes. And that's what I want. I want that silver bullet. I want the secret to business profits, to making more money. And just like these guys that are putting on the seminars, granted, they've never done it before. They've never been in the trenches. Because I'll tell you, it's hard work and it's doing the right things and doing them consistently. But who the hell is going to pay $5,000 to hear about that? Because I just lost half my listeners once I said that. Sorry, no secret bullet. It's just hard work. And the thing is, it's pretty boring because we're talking about doing little things, doing them every day. And this is just like going to the gym for me, okay? I go to the gym almost every day, but there's some days where I just go there and have coffee. But what my goal is to push my ass out the door every day and just get out there and do it and get that habit formed where you are going out there and doing it. But sometimes I just don't have it, and that's okay, because I'm looking for progress, not perfection. But it is that consistency, and that's really what business is all about. That's what I talk about on this show, and that is how you become successful. Unfortunately, that's the only way to do it. You've got to have a good plan. You've got to have goals. You've got to execute on those, but it's consistently doing the small things well. It's just the simple blocking and tackling that is going to make your business a success. You want to lose weight and get into shape? Get a dog and take them out for a walk every day. Keep it simple. All right, enough about me, because nobody cares about me. I get it. This show is all about you. What's in it for you, the roofing contractor? Why should you listen to the Roofer Show every week when you have the choice to spend your time listening to some of the other dozen construction podcasts that are out there? And a lot of them are really good. We're going to talk about that. Some of them, not so much. They give the heavy pitch on selling some product they've got. And this is like being a roofing contractor. You've got to show your customer how you're different, how you're better than your competition, what you have to offer, because hopefully you're able to charge a higher price and make more profit because you have something to offer that your competition doesn't. And you have to get that across to your customer, because they will pay a higher price if they understand the difference. And if you can't show them that difference, then you're just a commodity. Why wouldn't they just go on price? And that's what happens too often. But for today's show, the first one out the gate of the year, there's two things I want to talk about. And first is about the podcast. What's going on with the Roofer Show? And it's been a couple of years since I started this. So I want to talk about what's going on, where we're heading, why I'm doing this, some of the tweaks that I'm making, which I think is going to be a better show. And that's what I want to keep doing, is improving it, providing some great information for roofing contractors, and basically looking at the things that I wish I had when I was contracting, because it can really help you out. And some of these industry experts, I love doing it. I learn so much, and I really enjoy the guys that I'm working with. And the second thing is, as I mentioned, I do some one-on-one coaching with contractors, and we're going to get into that a little bit, because I've had particularly three contractors that I'm working with right now that I think have some great lessons that we can all learn, and really enjoy working with these guys. But we share a lot of the same problems and frustrations, and I wanted to go over that. And I think it's some great lessons that we can all learn by. So we're going to get into that. But before we get into our topics today, I want to thank our long-term sponsor of the Roofer Show, and that's Ruby Receptionists. I love these guys, and what they do is they solve the number one complaint that the buyer of home services has, and that is contractors do not answer the phone. You can't get hold of them. It rolls over into voicemail, and they are not going to leave a message because they've got questions that they want answers to, and they want them now. And if you can't provide that service for them, they're going to go to your competitor where they can talk to a live person. And this is what Ruby does. They pick up the phone. They do it professionally with a courteous, friendly receptionist, and it's seamless. It sounds like it's just like your front desk. And the big thing that they do is that they leave a great first impression with your prospect. And that is the first step in teeing up that sale, because it is all about providing a great customer experience. You can learn more on their website at callruby.com/roofershow, where you can use my promo code Roofer50. They'll knock off $50 off your first month's service. And they've got a 21-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to you. So check it out, callruby.com/roofershow. All right. Well, let's get into this. So as I'm thinking about what I want to talk about, here's a new show, new beginning. Let's take a look back and see where I came from. And so I thought I'd stop back in episode 00 and look back on what I was thinking back then, February 15th in 2017, my first show, why I'm doing it. And here are the show notes. It says, welcome to the show. Today's episode covers what this show is about, who it's for, and what's in it for you, the roofing contractor. We will also discuss how I'm qualified to help roofing contractors like you build a more profitable roofing business. I'll give you insights into how I grew my roofing business, what's worked for me, and what hasn't. In short, my purpose for the show is to help you grow your business, make more money, and have more free time. Well, that's pretty much the way it's been, and that's what I've tried to do, but it was interesting looking back on this. And man, listening to that show, it's embarrassing. I'm a little better now on podcasting, a little more confidence after 145 episodes. So hopefully I'm still putting out some good information, and that's what we want to talk about. But I want to take a step back and see how we can apply this to our roofing businesses. So the first thing we do is I talk about in my one-page business plan is to identify our ideal prospect. In my case, who's my audience? Who am I speaking to? And who am I trying to get my message across to? Because you can't be everything to everybody. So just like your roofing business, who is that ideal prospect that you want to target and that you're speaking to directly? Now, in my business, we clearly identified who our ideal prospect was, and we did commercial re-roofing and maintenance and repair. And that's all we did. We didn't do any new construction. We didn't do any residential because we wanted to focus down on what we could make, what was the most profitable for us. And over the years, we just honed this thing down and we had it down to the gnat's ass. And it was a successful company. We focused on the what I call the mid-range buildings. And this was really about, say, 200 squares to 1,500 squares. And the reason for that is because we couldn't seem to make money on the smaller jobs. And we couldn't make any money on the larger jobs because these big box stores, I mean, you get, it attracts all this attention. And here are all these clowns coming in here driving the prices down and nobody's making any money. So who the hell needs that? And there's so many properties out there where they have multiple properties. They are investors. They want to buy premium services. They want to build relationships. They're interested in maintenance. Set them up on a maintenance program. And they didn't mind paying a higher price for better service. And that's what we did. And I get into that in episode number 95. And that's about how to identify your ideal customer. Had a great interview with Tony Booth. We got into that. And it's really about drilling down and getting down to that one customer that you wish you had 100, just like the ones that, you know, that pay their bills on time, that don't bitch about your pricing, the guys that you really enjoy doing business with. So you want to get down, it's called your avatar. And in our case, our avatar, we called him Mr. Big. And he was a commercial property investor. He wasn't a flipper. So he was an investor, wanted to hold onto his properties. And he's got five properties, 1,000 squares each. They're warehouses. They're all about 15 years old. It's perfect. And he believes in maintenance, likes to keep up his properties, doesn't mind paying more for a better product, doesn't want to have any headaches. And the best part about Mr. Big is that he recommends us to his like-minded friends. So he'd refer us. And this is the kind of guy you want to have. And that's called your avatar, your one ideal prospect, your one ideal customer who you want to do business with. So when I started the Roofer Show, I also had my avatar for my ideal listener, and it was actually me. It was when I started off in business, and I was in the roofing business about 5 years and doing about $2.5 million a year in both residential, commercial, a little of everything. But I really wasn't making any money. I was working my ass off. And I could really use some help, some business help, but there wasn't anything out there, wasn't anything available. So that's my avatar. And I can clearly remember what that felt like. So I think I can really speak to that now. I asked the questions that I had back then. So I go out and either find the experts to answer them that I can bring on the show, do an interview, or offer my hard knock experience, you know, through my roofing business about what worked for me, because it'll probably work for you. And I looked at the competition. When I started out the show, there was nothing out there to help roofing contractors. No podcast for roofing contractors. There was a ton of podcasts for remodelers, painters, landscapers, other trades, but nothing for roofing contractors. Plenty of marketing firms back there, all out there. They're talking about SEO, which was the big rage back then. Not so much anymore, but you could always find a lot of information about marketing, how to get more leads. There were a ton of these, ton of them still now. That's no shortage of marketing podcasts. So I wanted to make it clear who it was for, and that's why I called it The Roofer Show. Clear enough. When I was originally thinking of doing a podcast, the name of the show was going to be Contractor Business Tips. And the reason was because I thought that I could attract a more broader audience covering all different types of contractors. And then I went back to the way I ran my business, which is I'm a big believer, if you've listened to the show, big believer in niching down and focusing on what you do well and being the best at it in the marketplace. And you niche down because the riches are in the niches and you want to be the best in that. So what I did, I wanted to just focus on roofing contractors because there wasn't any other podcasts. And that's what I specialize in. Granted, my business advice covers really most all construction businesses, but I want to attract roofing contractors, and that's who I feel that I can help the most. And in our businesses, we need to differentiate ourselves between other contractors. What makes us different? What makes us better? Because if you can't show how you're different and better, you're just a commodity and you're not able to charge a higher price. Now, same thing in the podcast, where I can be more specific and really help contractors improve their businesses, roofing contractors. Now, let me tell you how The Roofer Show is different from the other podcasts that are out there. Generally, they are talking about how to grow your business, how to sell more, how to get more leads. And that's great because, as I say, nothing happens until somebody sells something. So you've got to have that. But what I talk about on this show and what I teach in my one-to-one coaching is a more holistic approach to the roofing business. I call it the three-legged stool, is that you have to sell work, you have to do work, and you have to keep score. And it's like a three-legged stool. If one of those areas, one of those legs is weak, the stool is going to topple over. And this is the same thing as your business. So you've got the sales leg, and there's a lot being talked about there. But production, you've got to produce it, and you've got to produce it effectively and without a lot of leakage, as we call slippage, where you're losing a lot of margin on the production of the job. So we talk about that and how to solve that problem, how to come up with processes, systems, all of that good stuff on how to really hit these jobs hard and do them profitably. But if you don't have the accounting leg strong, your business is going to fail. And this is what happens so often, because 90% of the businesses will fail within the first 5 years. And the reason is because, number one, they do not charge enough money for their work, period. You may be doing all this business, you're selling a ton of work, but it doesn't matter because you're just losing money faster if you don't know what your costs are, if you don't know your numbers. And that's what we talk about in that keeping score, the bookkeeping, the accounting end of the business. We got to collect the cash. That's the number two reason. And they fail because they run out of cash. And if you're not charging enough money and you're actually losing money on your jobs, and most contractors don't even realize it until it's too late, but when that happens, you run out of cash because you're losing money. And the next thing you know, hey, I can't make payroll. Can't make payroll. Your guys are gone and everything falls apart. It just snowballs. So this is why I talk about a more, as I call it, a holistic approach to business. We talk about all of those things, about running a business, what it takes, because it's not all about sales. It's not all about getting more leads. And that's what most contractors want to hear about. That's why you have so many podcasts that talk about, hey, get more sales, get more leads, grow your business, and everything is just fine. Well, it's not. There's more to it than that. And that's what we talk about on this show. All right, enough of that. So who's the show for? Well, it's for those roofing contractors that are interested in improving their business, that are willing to go out there and educate themselves, take the time and to invest in their education. The show is not for those that are just interested in going out there and doing the same old thing, having business that they're working for, just pretty much to make wages. And that's not a business. Those guys we're not concerned about. And unfortunately, there's a lot of those, and they don't do much for the improvement of the professionalism of our industry, because that's what we all strive for. And if you're listening to this show, you definitely are. But those roofing contractors really of all sizes, because where I get my guests from is I go to the NRCA conferences, Western States, various other shows. I want to go listen to these guys that are making presentations, and they make some great presentations. And when I see something that I think would be interesting to the audience, I contact them, get them on the show, and let's talk about the things that contractors are interested in, because they get hundreds of people that come to these conferences from long distances where you can sit in your car or truck and listen to these things for free. So that's what I try to do. I also offer my experience as we go along and bounce some ideas off of, but I want to ask them the questions that I had as a contractor when I was coming up really through that early stage where I was just struggling and not making any money. So that's what the show is about. The second topic I wanted to talk about today is something that I think we can all learn from. And this came out of my coaching program. I mentioned I do one-on-one coaching with contractors. If that's something you're interested in, you can go to my website. I've got some details on that. But in particular, there are three contractors that I've started working with recently. As we get into what I call our discovery call, and one of the first questions I always ask is, what can I help you with? All three of them came up with basically the same comments. And see if you can see the common thread in these. We've got our first contractor. He tells me he's doing about $1 million and he wants to grow his business this year to $2.5 million. Okay, great. The second contractor, he's been in residential, seems to be doing pretty well in residential, but he wanted help to get into the commercial market. All right. Our third contractor, great guy, and he's really kind of a one-man show. He's wearing all the hats, doing everything, working his ass off, but is really pretty damn successful. And he's going along and things are going pretty well, but he wants to grow his business. So he wants help in hiring his first salesman. We kind of talked about that. But like all of us, you know, they wanted to make more money. They wanted to spend less time screwing around with all this stuff in their business, taking the time away from their families. And these were the strategies that they came up with to do it. So let's take a look at the first business. and that wants to grow his business 150%. You know, that may not sound like a big deal, but I ask him the all-important question is, why? Why do you want to do that? Well, I want to make more money. And from what I hear, I listen to all these guys, and they're all saying, hey, if you're not growing, you're dying, and you got to have this massive growth. It's all about doing this volume. Look at me. Hey, I'm on the Inc. 5000 from growth and all of this. Yeah, you know, I don't know. That's not for everybody, and there's generally a little more to it than that. So let's get into this. What is this going to look like? You know, 150% growth, I don't know, maybe that sounds to you like that's pretty easy to do. But we got to need a plan, so let's plan this out. This is what we talked about. I said, let's go through this and make sure you understand what's involved and how we're going to do it. So come up with a plan. What I recommend everybody do is go to my website at theroofershow.com, download my one-page business plan. It's free. It's just a download and real simple. But what it is, it gets you started on this planning as we're talking about here, and it can really help you out. And the first thing that I always talk about is we start at the end. Because that's your destination. Where are you going? And then let's reverse engineer a roadmap to get us there. So we start with that. Okay, we want to do $2.5 million at the end of the year. All right, great. And let's take a look at where we are now. So we're doing $1 million. So just for real simplicity's sake, let's say that's $100,000 a month. So we've got it right now. We should be doing $100,000 a month. Great. Now, what's our average job size? We need to know that number. And let's say that's $10,000, okay? That's simple enough, right? Again, for simplicity, we've got to do 3 of these jobs a week to hit our roughly $100,000, right? Sign that up? Well, that's close enough. Okay, our close ratio on these jobs, let's say we sell 1 out of 4 of the proposals that we make to hit this $100,000 monthly nut, okay? So $10,000 average job, that means we have to sit down at that kitchen table and put out 40 proposals a month. So that means going out there, measuring, quoting, and sitting down and presenting 40 proposals each month to hit our $1 million with our 1 in 4 close rate. Because we're only going to sell 1 in 4, which is 10 jobs a month, roughly. And we've got to know these numbers. We have to know these numbers, understand them. They're really simple, basic numbers that you need to know, because now we're going to talk about hitting our new target at $2.5 million. And we've got to look at what's going to be involved with that. Again, coming back, reverse engineering, let's put together this roadmap. What's it going to take? Because if we don't know that, we're just flying by the seat of your pants, like so many contractors, which is the reason why these guys go out of business. Now, I'm going to make this really simple, and so I don't trip over myself, but we're going to say, let's just call it $2 million, okay? We're going to take our business from $1 million to $2 million. So what is that going to look like, and what's going to be involved? And is this something we really want to do? I mean, that's the bottom line, right? Now, we're talking about doubling our business. That means we now have to put out 80 proposals a month. It's no longer 40, so we're doubling that, okay? Where we had 40 before. Now, that means we have to sit down at the kitchen table, not 40 times, but 80 times. And we're working everything backwards. So 20 times a week, 4 times a day. This means measuring, quoting, presenting 4 times a day. So do we have the salespeople to do that? That's the first question, okay? And are you going to have, how's that going to go? What are you going to do? Go down to the roof salesman store and just pick one of those up? It's not that easy. So now we're talking about bringing on a new guy, getting him trained, and getting him up producing, okay? That's not easy if you've ever done it before. And what about the additional leads? Now we're going to have to double the number of leads that we're getting, right? So let's say we're doing paid leads. You're now doubling the cost of those. We're talking about cash. Where is that? We're going have a lot of cash going out. going back to your sales guy, that's going to be a big investment because that guy's not going to be paying off for a while. Again, you've got cash going out. And now we're looking at our three-legged stool. We've covered our sales leg, okay? So is that doable? We're going to bring on somebody. We're going to double this. We're going to double the number of leads. So, okay, you say, yes, I can do that. All right. What about the do work leg, okay, our second leg? Oh, no problem. You're talking about doubling your capacity, doubling the amount of jobs that you're going to go. So you're going to need a lot more equipment now, right? You're going to need a few more trucks. Well, there goes more cash flying out the door. But that's the easy part. Okay, where are you going to find another 10 qualified roofers to do this additional $1 million? I'm going to sub it out. Well, it's not easy to find a good sub and then control it. Now we've just doubled our business. Who's going to manage these jobs? So what happens is we start getting into what we call slippage. The margins start to slip because you're not as productive as you were when you had your act together. Because now you got all these guys out there, you're pulling your hair out. Because they're not trained in the way that you do it, you've got all kinds of problems, and the job, the margins on the jobs are slipping. So it's not a matter of doubling your business. I mean, that's one thing. If you can double your business and hold that margin, that's a great thing. That very rarely happens. Generally what happens, particularly when you're talking about a big jump like this, your margins slip. You get a bunch of new guys around, and now somebody gets in an accident, and there goes your workers' comp rate. You having fun yet? Okay, let's now look at the third leg. That's the keeping score leg. Your bookkeeping just got a lot busier, okay? And look at your job costing. Hopefully, you are costing your jobs, because if you're not costing your jobs, you're going to have a hell of a time growing this business. So that's a key. But now, you're doubling the jobs that you have to keep get costed. You got to have those costings done regularly so you can do something with the jobs going south instead of getting them 2 months later. That's not going to help you do anything. And you've just doubled the amount of work that they've got to do. So maybe you have to hire another person. That means cash, okay? They can't get the bills out. So now you don't have any cash coming in. And you've got all these additional sales, your payroll has doubled along with your material bills. And you've already put out all this cash to get your equipment, your salesmen, all this business. So now you're really getting strapped. Let's go back to our original question. Why do you want to take your business from 1 million to 2.5 million? You know, if you got all these things down and so forth, that's great because it's certainly doable. Companies do it every day. But there is just a little more to it than that. I'm going to go off on my rant a little bit, like I started in this segment. And every book, every article, every podcast, they only talk about getting more sales, getting more leads. Look at me. I grew my business 5X, you know, 10X. I'm huge. Really? If you can 5X your sales and hold or increase your margin, then you're a lot smarter than I am because I never could, nor did I ever want to, because this is not easier. You wanted to make more money. You may not be doing that, okay, because you may have lost all that in margin, so you could be in worse shape, and you're certainly not freeing up your time to spend with your family because this high growth is gonna be tough. So you really have to dig down deep into yourself. What type of person are you? What kind of business do you want to have? Do you want to do this? I mean, a lot of people are satisfied with just a smaller company that they can control and you can make a damn good living doing it. And there's nothing wrong with that. But again, as we started with, we've got to start at the end and work backwards. And that's how we do our business plan, and that's what I do. I can help you with that, but you've got to take a good look at what it is that you really want to do. Is this and forecast it out, see what's involved, because you can do this, and it's just a procedure that you go through about planning. And let me touch on a huge thing that you've got to consider is that, is this economy going to continue rolling like this? I talked to so many contractors that are just booming. They're talking about how great they are and this and that. Well, they've only been in business for 10 years. And anybody could make money in this economy over the last 10 years. So you sure as hell had been making money, because if you're not making money now, you're going to have a real problem if this economy, or if and when this economy starts to turn. And when we're talking about building up this infrastructure and a business like we have been, now we've got these guys up, nobody's really productive, we're struggling along, and if there's a turn in the economy, now business starts slipping off, you've hired all these guys, you've got all this new equipment, you've got all this crap, how are you going to scale it back? And this is a big thing to think about. You've got to always plan this out. Who knows if the economy is going to go bad? I mean, it is at some point, but we just don't know when, because I've been through a number of ups and downs, a number of recessions, and man, you're usually standing on the railroad tracks watching the locomotive coming at you, and you don't really get it until it's too late, when all of a sudden you got no work and all these guys hanging around. We could have a real different problem than we do today, where we can't find any qualified people. If the economy turns, that's not going to be our biggest problem. So let's come back full circle to answer his question. How are we going to help him? He wants to make more money and free up some of his time. And sorry about the time that it took to get through this, but hopefully you got the point that I was trying to make. So now, that's one option. We could double our business, right? Maybe that's not the way we want to go. Let's look at it another way. The question that you've got to ask yourself, which I asked him, I said, well, are you profitable now at $1 million? Well, yeah, I kind of think so. What do you mean you think so? And most contractors don't understand where they should be, what would be a profitable business. So just as a real simple rule of thumb is that if you're doing $1 million, you should be making a 10% salary, let's say, at least. So you're taking home 100 grand. That 100 grand is in your overhead, okay? That is not profit, all right? That is a salary that you take every week, just like you pay your guys. Now, you want to have another 10% plus, hopefully, that is left into the business. That's another $100,000 separate from your salary, okay? So when you're making those kind of numbers, then you can start talking about expanding. But if you're not profitable at $1 million, you're sure as hell not going to be profitable at $2 million, because this is not a volume sensitive business. We are not selling carpets here, okay? This is a margin sensitive business, and I have a hard time getting this across, but it's not about the volume. You know, they talk about revenue is for vanity, profit is for sanity, and cash flow is for reality. It doesn't matter. I've seen companies that do $1 million a year, and these guys are pulling home 250 grand, having a great lifestyle, keeping it really simple. I've seen companies that do $100 million a year and lose their ass and go out of business, because there's a lot of those guys around, and you're going to see a lot more of those when the economy starts to turn. It happens every cycle. So this is what we did to accomplish our goals. We're still talking about our three-legged stool. Let's look at the sales leg. Well, one big thing we can do is improve the quality of the leads. We're going to qualify more, so we're only going out on qualified prospects. We're going to tighten that up. Then we're also going to get some sales skills so we can increase our prices and go out and sell more, because you've got to get those margins up. And you can do it, but you've got to take the time to learn how to sell. That can be learned. We're going to be more efficient. We're going to reset our proposal system on how we're going to do it. And we're going to have a system and a process for improving our sales. And we've got our goals. We've got our goals to get more reviews, all of these things that are going to help us. And we're going to work on those. And that is certainly doable. We're just going to improve the margin. We could still do our $1 million, but now we're going to do it at a much higher margin, and that's where that extra profit is going to come from. Then we take a look at the do work leg, and we're going to come up again with the systems to get these jobs done efficiently, get them done quickly, stop having these runs to the lumber yard, all of these things. And we're going to try to not pick up a few points on these jobs. We're going to do better job costing. We're going to have better controls, and we're really going to dial these in. We're really going to work with the guys that we have. We're going to improve their skills. We're going to teach them, and that's going to be better. Our third leg, the accounting leg, we're going to make sure that that is working smoothly, that we're getting our bills out, that we're able to get information from the field and see where we're at and make sure we are hitting these targets. Okay, so that's what we came up with. The idea there is just a more efficient machine, because there's a lot of areas that we can improve on, and we can still, we're not killing ourselves. We're not going to be out a bunch of cash. We're not going to take a huge amount of additional risk, and you're going to have more time to spend with your family, because that was the goal. So this is what business planning is all about. You want to, again, start at the end. What is it that you want to accomplish? Because there's a number of ways that we can do that, and it's just not about growing your business. So if you're interested in talking more about this, this is what I do. And I have a program. It's a real simple thing. It's $297, but we get on over Zoom, and we talk about for a couple of sessions, and we come up with our plan. We write them down. We come up with a written business plan, and we kick these ideas around and really dig down, see where it is that you want to go. And most contractors, they just don't ever take the time or are organized enough to do it. I get a lot of people saying, yeah, that sounds great. I want to do that, but I just don't have the time right now. Well, that's why you don't have the time right now, because you're all screwed up. So anyway, if you're interested in that, go to my website. You can just book an appointment and we can talk about it, and the free strategy session. All right, so that's that. Now, we've got our other two contractors, and I'm going to kind of blow through these, but we can learn a lot from these guys also. As I mentioned, our second contractor, he's doing pretty well. He's a residential contractor. Business is going pretty good, but he wants to make the jump into commercial. And I get this a lot, and it's something that I don't really understand. Well, I do understand it, but it's not something I generally recommend until you get to a certain point. And where that is, again, we come back, what are you trying to accomplish? Well, I want to grow my business, and I want to do this. And you see this a lot where, I want to get into public works. I want to get into siting. I want to do this and that. And there's no strategic plan. It's, why do you want to do that? Well, I want to make more money. Okay, great. That's easy enough. Now, if you're a residential contractor, that's fine. First off, are you profitable? Okay, you're making money doing that, because it's a totally different business. And what I believe, as I've talked about before, is niching down and being the best at what it is that you do, whatever it is. If you're going to be gutters only, be the best in gutters, and you're going to be known as the gutter guy in town, and everybody's going to give you their gutter jobs. So residential, you just need to really improve your business. So stay focused on residential, and because it is a different model. All right. So, let's get really profitable in the residential, and it's easy enough to grow the residential. Let's grow the residential once we're making money and making a high profit, because there's great margins in residential. There's good margins in commercial too. So we're going to focus more on that. And once we really get profitable, because he's not now, once we get that down, we put in systems and processes, we get it more efficient, we raise our prices, you take sales training classes, you get everybody up so you can get a higher price for your work. And this is the number one problem. You don't charge enough for your work. And I can go into most any company without seeing any of their books, and I can say, you know, you need to raise your prices 20%, just right off the bat. And, oh, well, I could never do that. Well, yes, you can. You just never tried. And by doing that, most contractors never, there's never a difference. And they're, you know, they're still selling the same, but they're at 20% more. So that's what you want to do. You don't want to do more work, less necessarily. You want to do more profitable work. You want to increase your average ticket, okay? So you want to upgrade every job that you do. You want to upgrade the shingles, let's say. You want to add in ventilation. You want to add in this and that. And you want to get a high margin. So if you can take that job that you're normally doing at $10,000, and you can bump that up to, say, another $1,500. There's your growth right there, and you haven't had to do anything. You haven't had to hire guys. You haven't had to put out a lot of cash. So that's what we're working with him. And it's just, I really believe that you focus down. You know, I say the riches are in the niches, and I truly believe that. Just focus in on what you do really well. You don't have to be everything to everybody. And commercial, it's a totally different thing. I mean, you've got more investment. It's a different way of selling, different products and so forth. So you got to really think that through. And you've got to be profitable, very profitable, before you do it. Because you can make a lot of money in residential business. Just get your act together and be really efficient and really profitable. All right, well, let's see what we can learn from our third contractor. And I really like this guy. He's a great guy and has a what I think is a great business in a high rent or high-end neighborhood. He does only tile repair. And there's a lot of, you know, poorly installed tile on new construction. So anyway, this is what he does. Been pretty successful. Doesn't have a big marketing. He's got a great word-of-mouth business going. But he's doing everything. He's wearing all the hats. He's got to come home at night, put out the proposals, and get the bills out. And, you know, a lot of you may be able to relate to that. It's tough. He contacted me. We're talking about it again. You know, what do you want to do? Well, I want to be able to spend more time with my kids is one thing, because he's working his butt off at nights after he does the work on the job. So that's a tough way to make a living. But he's doing well. He was talking about hiring a salesman and wanted my advice on how to go about doing that. So we got into the process of what that would look like, okay? And that's it's a tough thing to do, because you've got to get this guy up and you got to get him trained after you find him, and that means it's taking work away from you. It's not real easy. And also, his personality, I'm not sure if he's really tuned into hiring people right now and getting them up and trained and really being able to keep them and this whole thing. Yeah, but and these are things that you got to consider. So we talked about, well, how are you going to grow your company? And I said, well, let's take a look at some other alternatives. You know, you're doing all these proposals, you're getting your own bills out, you're answering the phone, you're doing all these things. These are things that can easily be subcontracted out, outsourced. And you can get, you know, let's look at getting a low-cost bookkeeping service to get your bills out. I talk about my sponsor, Ruby Receptionists. These guys are great. They answer the phone. They take care of all that stuff. And so you've got somebody like you've got a front office. Let's look at doing things like that. Let's look at somebody that we can get, maybe a virtual assistant that can help you with getting your proposals out. Once we get it all set up, great technology. We've got company cam. You go out there and take the photos. You know, you can get them over to somebody that can put out your proposals. Then you can go out and make the sales easy enough. But once we get that down, I think there's a lot of growth that he can do without having to hire this new person, because that's going to totally change his business around. And I'm not sure it's going to be for the better right now. But if we can get this thing where it's running efficiently and he's not having to do all this all the time, that's going to put him in a much stronger position maybe a year from now, maybe a year and a half, where he's making more money, he's got the systems in place, and he'll be able to take the time to train these guys, bring them in, hire them, trying to find these people. I mean, it's not, you know, as we talked about, that's not easy at all. So this is what we talked about him. I think he's got a really great niche that he's in, makes a lot of money. And I told him, like I tell everybody, first thing you do is go raise your prices 20%, and because you're worth it. He does tremendous work. He's got all these reviews. And on the reviews, everybody, get a lot of reviews. It's really important. Always ask for reviews. And we talked about how we can improve him getting his reviews and so forth. So these are things that just make it so much easier. He doesn't have to spend a lot of money on marketing. So we talked about how to increase his referral business, how to do more radius marketing in the neighborhoods that he's working in, these type of things that aren't costly. They're very effective and would be simple for him to do. So that was our third contractor. So in wrapping this up, as you can see, the common thread was, you know, everybody wants to make more money and have more free time. And that's what this show is all about. There's just more to it than getting more leads and selling more. Everybody wants more. It's always more leads. Forget the leads. Increase your close rates. Increase your target cut. Improve your ideal prospect. You know, there's so many things that you can do before you got to go out and spend a lot of money on all of these guys that are doing the podcasts on SEO and, you know, pay-per-click. Do these other things first, or at least look at them and think it through. So check out my one-page business plan on my website. It's free. Download it. Check it out and just run through it. It'll take you a few hours and kind of get you in the process of planning like we're talking about. And it's really helpful to contractors. I mean, it changed my business around and was really the biggest driver of our success was just getting a plan together and looking at these things that are going to work and the ones that aren't going to work. So you can see ahead, but, you know, be careful what you wish for. You know, it may not be the greatest thing for you. Anyway, that's it for the show today. I hope you got some value out of this. I really appreciate everybody listening. And again, check out my website at theroofershow.com. Got a new site up, a few new things up there that you might want to check out. And if you want to do some business planning, get in touch with me and see if I can help you. And until next week, we'll see you on The Roofer Show.